Water and Sanitation for Africa NGO is partnering government to manage the increasing challenge of waste disposal across the country. It will also help provide affordable houses to lower-income earners. Its Chief Executive Officer Idris Adukure, who disclosed this at the media briefing in Accra, said his interaction with the sector ministers on the priority areas of intervention has been positive. He said the government will be able to solve 50% of public expenditure if proper sanitation management is adhered to. Yaya Kwama has filed this report.
The increasing challenge of sanitation has been a source of concern for government and its development partners over the years. The Chief Executive Officer of Water and Sanitation for Africa, Idris Adukure, believes effective collaboration of government and stakeholders in the sector will go a long way to address the problem. He said, Water and Sanitation for Africa is prepared to invest about 75% in waste management.
In that we are linking the reuse of the waste to generate biogas and energy for cooking, energy for life. So at the end of the day, those communities will no longer pay for electricity bill. They are no longer going to pay for candle, whatever, for their lights. The energy generated, so those savings will have to pay for the credits. And this works very well. And it's working also in China. As I speak now, over the past years, in China, they are building more than 20 million households of biogas plants. Because China is facing the energy crisis, instead of seeing this as a waste, the access to the raw materials generated, so this is going to affect also the crisis.
The resident representative of Water and Sanitation for Africa, Mrs. Desena Samani, said WSA is building 200 affordable houses in Tamale in the northern region for lower income earners. She said about 3 million Ghana cedis is being spent to complete houses by July next year.
The timeline for completing the 200 is by July 24th. But we started preparing the business plan for the next 1,000. So depending on when we get our partners to meet them, so we may also run them. But for the 200, July 2014, it should be ready and handed over possibly to the beneficiaries. And in terms of budget, about 3 million Ghana. We're looking at a house not more than $7,000. We don't want a two-bedroom apartment with a water facility and your sanitation toilet. And of course, water closet toilet. Well, within 200 years ago, the inventor was a closet. We want to try to also let our people get at least the best. So we are going to put water closet toilets in each of them.
The Associate Director in Charge of Climate Change, Dr. Andrews Nkansa, challenged Metropolitan, Municipal and District Assemblies to punish individuals and developers who flout building regulation.
Yaya Kwama filed that report.